serious. Shikula mpari sana. Na lampela manambara yesu. 0977-281905. 0977-281905. And 0955-281905. Eko tusangwa niku Garden House, Mumbwa Road. Pasande service ni 0815. Kutimula tumina pama nambara ya. Eo nampela. Nebo chivusa wenu, Brother Douglas Skulu. Shalom, shalom. Shalom. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Kasama Hospital doctor praises government over new oxygen plant. Prudential Life Insurance Zambia launches ProWealth product. In international news, South Africa suspends police chief over corruption case. In sports news, former striker warns champions to retain Sharma. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Kasama District Hospital Social Worker and Public Relation Officer in charge of Focal Point personnel has commended government for installing a new oxygen plant at the facility to ease pressure on staff and saved lives. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mutonga Ziangani says the plant now produces medical-grade oxygen on-site, ending years of emergency trips to buy cylinders from private suppliers. The oxygen plant was commissioned by the Ministry of Health last year as part of government's driven to upgrade critical care in district hospitals, with Kasama General Hospital serving over 200,000 people across northern province.
Inga Kasama General Hospital, tuadikwateko ishuko ya kwewa tubuteko wadikipela oxygen plant. Akale before tatulakwata yi oxygen plant, tuwalewa kwa lewa kushita oxygen, ya kuwa mfekuba lwele besu. So chareba sometimes nga oxygen yapwa mu hospital yareba kuni challenge kuba jaba nesa bakwa tukulwele wakuta tutabali peme na wunguini. So government yari tupeda oxygen plant, which is a fully finished oxygen plant. Ina ikuata na motoka ista distribute to other districts. Hii na oxygen yari wana connected muma wadi. So ya time yeo tuwale chita waste nga hospital, maybe atulete oxygen kwewa timu munda pe umudwede. This time tatuko tatua kwa taida cha even havu the running oxygen kwa sirafi na menshi munganda mwazula fitapu mwakwata menshi. So yeye service mbio tuwa kwa ta nga Kasama General Hospital 2020.
Mkwae, it was open, right, stay open last year, 2025.
Chief Bunda Bunda of Soli People in Rufinsa District has been elected chairperson of Zambia's House of Chiefs for 2026, following the official opening of the 9th session of the 6th House of Chiefs. He will be represented by Chief Chibweka of the Lunda People of Mwinilunga District. Chief Bunda Bunda takes over from Chief Chongo of Monze District, whose one-year tenure ended on April 20, 2026. In his farewell remarks, Chief Chongo expressed gratitude to members of the House of Chiefs for the support rendered during his tenure and congratulated his successor on his election. He voiced confidence in Chief Bunda Bunda's ability to provide effective leadership and uphold the institution's role as a custodian of Zambia's cultural heritage and traditions. Speaking after his election, Chief Bunda Bunda pledged to promote unity, peace and cooperation among traditional leaders. Aspiring Monza Central Member of Parliament, Elvis Mainza, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for going unopposed. He described the development as a clear demonstration of the people's confidence in his leadership and vision. Mr. Mainza, a Lusaka-based businessman originally from Chabona village, says the outcome reflects the growing trust and the appreciation Zambians have for the president's commitment to national development and inclusive governance. He stated that the president's vision, particularly in areas such as constituency delimitation and decentralization of resources, has continued to resonate with Zambian citizens across the country. Still in local news, the delimitation process has been welcomed as a major boost to development across the country, with leaders expressing optimism about its potential to improve service delivery at constituency level. Speaking to Wonder Radio News Desk, Member of Parliament for Chifubu Constituency in Dola, Lloyd Dubosha, says the creation of about 70 new constituencies will translate into increased resources allocation and accelerated development in communities. Mr. Lubosha noted that each constituency stands to benefit from significant funding, which he says will drive infrastructure and social development across all parts of the country.
Every 40 million times 70 going into various constituencies in all four corners of our country, and it means unprecedented development that we are prospecting to see in the near future. As a constituency, we are happy that the constituency was bigger. It had 7 wards, and today we have remained with the 6 wards because we have sacrificed 1 ward to the newly created Dagamashod constituency in Indola. So it has gone there. So to us, we are saying bravo, because I'm sure less work because of the catchment area where we need to spread development means would be a bit more and minimal. So it will mean lesser work where we are going.
And Prudential Life Insurance Zambia has launched a new product aimed at helping Zambians build and protect long-term wealth. Speaking at the launch, Prudential Life Insurance Zambia Managing Director Kachiza Kwenda says the product reflects the company's commitment to being a partner for every life and a protector for every future. He says ProWealth combines with the accumulation with life protection with key benefits including a guaranteed maturity payout, life cover with a selected sum assured, an annual family income benefit paid out on death and the abduction of premium. Mr. Quinda added that policyholders who do not claim during the term also get up to 5 years of extended life cover at no extra cost.
So ProWealth, right, what is it? It's a new and comprehensive life insurance solution designed to protect and grow clients' wealth while providing financial security for their families. The plan is designed with attractive benefits that include life cover, annual family income benefit, waiver of premium upon death, and a no-claim bonus reward for the client for even up to 5 years. So your policy matures, but you're still being covered by Pru. And these are just a few benefits that I'm mentioning here. And so, but it is packed with so much in it. In fact, the one thing that I have heard so far, we had a sort of soft launch. And when we were talking to clients, a lot of them were saying to us, you know, this can't be true. This is too good to be true.
Meanwhile, Pension and Insurance Authority, PIA, Chishimba Kabungo, has commended the move, saying it strengthens Zambia's culture of financial protection. The launch comes as Prudential marks 10 years of existence, building on other products like the Pru Smart Savior Investment Plan and the Pru Smart Child Education Plan.
From our perspective, Pru Wealth demonstrates a thoughtful response to these needs. The product structure encourages long-term commitment while it protects features, ensures that families are not left vulnerable when unforeseen circumstances arise. This balance between growth and protection is essential in cultivating a sustainable insurance culture. The pensions and insurance of